Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batch with Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness and Human Events, watching State of the Union or experiencing State of the Union or commenting on other State of the Union attendances that he has made, both at the state level, Michigan, and at the national level in Congress. That is, recalling your State of the Union messages and the presentation. Why do members of Congress attend? Why is it such a keen event? Why is everybody so excited? What do they get out of it?
Good evening to you, John. Well, I talked about what I got out of it. It was work. So you had to sit there and you had to listen to a chief executive on the odd chance they might say something that will impact your district and your constituents. You signed up for it as part of the job, but I took no pleasure in it. So I sat through state of the county addresses from a county executive. I sat through state of Michigan addresses by a governor. I sat through those state of the unions for President Bush, President Obama. I got to escort presidents into the chamber as a member of House leadership. But in the final analysis, I sat through it and understood it was essentially tawdry political theater. The chief executive is going to tell you how wonderful he is, blame everything on his predecessor that's bad, and then promise to be even greater than he has been in the past. And I'm sure if we had a female chief executive whose address I attended, she would do the same. In the final analysis, that's why people are tuning it out, especially as in the age of social media, you have so many other options to invest your time and attention in. I think everybody knows what the State of the Union is. I think we're very close, John, to going back. And we'll never get back to just sending the message over, but you might as well, because most people understand what it is. You're not really setting the agenda. You're just laying out talking points for your own party to echo, for the other side to assail. And at the end of the day, you just move on. It's kind of like the argument over the budget, which in some ways is basically a non-binding resolution that gets surpassed the minute you pass new statute. So it's a much to do about nothing, but the politicians love it because they think they're getting freer in media, and in some ways they're right. Even the ones who stand up and scream at the president are building their brand and believing that they're actually getting something for nothing, which is free attention. So to me, it was always something you had to do. You had to pay attention to it. But I never particularly enjoyed it.
The president laid out some ambitious ideas. Mm-hmm. Does any of that happen, Thaddeus? He's got a split Congress. He certainly knows that in order to get anything passed, he has to please the Republicans. Did he sound like he wanted to do that, to work with the Republicans?
I don't know. I was watching BritBox. There's a new Vera murder mystery episode every week, and so I was watching that. But my understanding is that from watching some of the response to it, the Republicans were very upset that Mr. Biden had accused them of wanting to cut Social Security and Medicare. And I believe that's what led one of the representatives to call him a liar on the floor and get her 15 seconds of camera time. And so to me, it was very unrealistic given the nature of how Congress is structured at this point in time. So it's a wish list. And if I want to hear wish lists, I'll go down to the mall around Christmas time and listen to kids sit on Santa's lap and tell them what they want.
And
although they'll probably have a better chance of getting it than Mr. Biden.
And your measure now, it's a guessing game everywhere. It appeared that the president was making a speech that is very useful on the campaign trail about finish the job. And meaning, give me a Congress that agrees with me. Do you believe that that was a speech that set up a re-election campaign?
Does that sound as if that's a propitious statement to make if you want to work with the Republican House to get your stuff done? So I think you might be right. It's certainly a campaign speech for somebody, but he may give it whether he's running or not. I think he may trot him out on the stump. He says, you and I have had a long running, not disagreement, but different perspective on this. I still don't think the man's running. But that doesn't prevent him from being a partisan, and it doesn't prevent him from trying to lay the groundwork for his side to win, to succeed him. And I think every president does that. Their State of the Union is basically a political document, even more so than a policy document, especially when you say things like, finish the job and send me a different Congress.
Thaddeus McCotter writing an American greatness about his alternative video enjoyment during the State of the Union. What's the name of this program, Thaddeus? I didn't know it. Vera?
Detective Chief Inspector Vera Stanhope. Vera. It's great. It's Northumberland Police. You'd love it, John.
So it's British?
It's British. Contemporary times. And she's out there. You'd like this very much. You know, I'm just waiting for them to try to find an Irish guy to pin the blame on.
I see.
No luck so far. They're too much integrity in Vera and her team.
It's one of those packages that remains on video online, so I don't have.
Well, these are new episodes.
I see.
Let me just be fair here. I have no stake in BritBox.
Right, right.
I'm a subscriber.
Right.
But I like Vera. Vera's very good.
Well,
She's certainly better than watching Biden State of the Union.
I am working my way through the Cadfael series, 21 books, about a 12th century monk in Shrewsbury who acts like Sherlock Holmes with his colleague, Dr. Watson, who otherwise is the deputy sheriff of the province. And so after I finish Cadfael, I'll move to the 21st century and try.
There was a TV series, and I think that's on BritBox.
Yeah, Cadfael was the...
Yeah,
but they changed everything. You understand, because you have to dramatize things that you can't describe as a novelist. These are 21 novels. And Cadfael is a winning figure, but it's the 12th century. I always think to myself when I finish one of the books, 200 more years and the plague will wipe out everybody. It's a dreary thought, especially after a pandemic.
You got less time until climate change kills us all, according to some people.
Yeah.
Speaking of dreary.
I sent you a photograph of the F-35 with the canopy and the pilot holding his thumbs up, and painted on the side of his F-35 was one balloon and then two aliens. Did you see that picture?
Well, I think that there should be some public service announcement to anybody thinking of buying their sweetheart a Valentine's balloon.
Right.
Because if you're not careful, we could have the skies full of rockets and Sidewinder missiles.
Good thinking, and you're off to the Super Bowl. Thaddeus McCotter, American greatness.
Human Go Lions.
recovering politician. I'm John Batchelor, and this is the Friends of History Debating Society.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.